welcome again to the last hour of the Dan Burley Show live here on RBN Live, and I'm on Truth Radio Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. All broadcasts are live. We also are on Internet Cafe Radio, which is out of Buenos Aires in South America, and Claudia Nelson is an international journalist who had put me in connection with this, and this is really great, and I welcome them on. We also should be simulcast on Pal Talk, which is an internet talk chat room, and a number of people there, and I'm saying hi. Now, the whole thing is that, well, we're going to talk about, right quick, with our caller, what do you think if we basically do marches? Do you think the marches would do anything if we have a petition drive behind them and trying to force these legislators to do a separate citizen panel to investigate? Do you think it's a possibility of getting something done with that? That's what John in New York.
I only think marches will affect people that actually run upon the marches of the local people. If you don't own the media, you don't get any coverage, and that's the biggest problem I see. So I can't reiterate enough. Every patriot needs a micro FM, so the message can get out that we are not kooks, we are not nutcases. This is what's happening, because they consider us all, because they don't hear it in their media. So if they don't hear an object. Information on a micro FM, when the stuff hits the fan, they're going to take us patriots out, because they're going to label us as kooks or have the radicals do something in our name. So you can have all the marches and things like that you want. That's great. But if you don't get the media coverage, which is owned by four major companies, which, you know, everything goes back to the Masons. What's in common is the Masons. You take out the Masons, we don't have a problem. You have the bad Christians, which are Masons. You have the bad Jewish people that are Masons. You have the bad Muslims that are Masons. You know, that's the problem. So,
and you're right about that, because the Muslims, too, belong to Masonic orders. You know, these Masonic orders are all over the place. And, in fact, a long time ago, I had gotten correspondence. It was really strange from the... the ones that built Stonehenge, the Druids. The Druids in England wrote to me a long time ago. I think it was around 93 or 94. They were being besieged by the Masons, and we were forced out of housing and everything else. And that was one of the reasons why they installed Tony Blair, because he was supposed to be there for the people. But actually, he was another co-op into this, you know, Masonic realm. So the thing is, and it's not all Masons that are bad. There's lower degrees that don't know what is going on because they're not enlightened. When you get to the higher levels, the 33rd degree and the ones just before, those are the ones that, you know, are involved with these operations that tie into CIA and skulls and bones and all these things, and infiltrate into police departments and government agencies. At one time, you couldn't even work in the government unless you were a Mason. You know, just certain jobs you couldn't hold unless you were a Mason. So, you know, now you have this thing of a secret society involved in every portal of everything that's in this country. And it's an outrage, because this is the reason why we're having buildings blow up and everything else. Now, Bruce, do you feel, have you encountered any of the stuff that we're talking about tying back into Masons?
Well, yes. I mean, the Constitution is a Masonic document. It was the Masons, you know, that created this deceptive document. They were supposed to modify the Articles of Confederation. They came up with the Constitution in secret.
And this was a short commercial. I'm sorry. We're going to be back with you after this break. And thank you, caller out of New York. Again, caller is 800-313-9443. We'll be back after this break. 800-313-9443. Want your comments and opinion here.
Ah! I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Hi, we're back. We're live here at RBN Live, that is, and it's Late Night with Deanne. I'm here with Bruce Campbell, and we're talking about, you know, the things, the insider story of what happened in Oklahoma City. Bruce, now, you mentioned Spotlight earlier. I have this article, I don't know if it's the same thing you're talking about. It says, of all the media in the world, only the Spotlight has tracked the Bilderbergs every year and reported on their secret meetings where vital questions and issues are decided, which affect every person in the world. Americans, Europeans, financiers, manufacturers, media moguls, and politicians meet at remote luxurious resorts, allow only loyal staff to remain on the job, empty the establishment of all others employed, platoons of police, military, and their own private security to seal themselves off. There have been tries to keep the meeting secret for 45 years. Now, Spotlight, this publication, is that the same one you were mentioning in this broadcast earlier?
Yes, yeah, so Spotlight was founded by Willis Carto, and he lost it. You know, he lost everything, unfortunately, that he ever did, the Institute for Historical Review and several other things. People, he just had a great talent for picking the wrong people. The Spotlight is now called American Free Press, I think. It's the same paper, essentially, same guys. But in the old, until recently, it was called the Spotlight.
And see, now, you have, you know, like the listener was saying, now, you said your wife was a doctor, and did she find anything else that was possible to use to protect her and use these different frequency microwaves and all this other nonsense that they use?
You mean to protect, to deflect them?
Yes,
well, anything shiny, you know, anything shiny, like metallic, will tend to protect you. She had she wanted to create some clothing. That was kind of her idea, to create some nice clothing that had these liners in them, but it didn't, she never followed up on that, but that was kind of her idea. But, she put, this space blanket stuff, which is very lightweight plastic stuff, but very shiny, on our bedroom windows. So, because we were getting zapped at nighttime as we slept, we put these things up on the, like curtains, and it would stop the whole buzzing. She was very sensitive to this. I could never really hear them, but she could feel it.
For instance, like where I am now, I know that they're doing it to me here, and I'm very sensitive to sound. Now, there was a guy that was blind that lived in Chicago. He was a police officer. He was very much involved politically. He worked in a campaign for a Congressman Danny Davis, in fact. And anyway, he had called me in the middle of the night and told me he was attacked by these loud frequencies that he could pick up. You know, with him being blind, he could hear real well. So anyway, I went to his home, and because I have very sensitive ears, I could hear a low pitched sound throughout his apartment. Now, he had told me that next door this gentleman moved in, and the gentleman had computer equipment next door to him, and he swore up and down this guy was doing this frequency sound. So anyway, it was driving him crazy because he was blind, and it was just a constant thing. So I called FCC and had somebody scan his whole area. Now, the time that they came out, I was in there, and then the whole sound stopped when they came in with the truck. When they left, then it started back up again. So it was somebody inside targeting his unit. Now, because he made all these complaints, folks, about what he had heard and this thing driving him crazy, what happened later is they sent in a person from the Department of Human Services saying that he was crazy. He was getting dementia. He needed help. So they took him away to a facility, and then from the facility, he called me in the middle of the night saying he needed help because he got out of there. And then he had to flee for his life because he was also involved in the Patriot Movement trying to get information out, and he was under attack. And this was around 1994 or 5, this happened. So, you know, this is what they've been doing for I don't know how long. And I'll tell you another secret on frequency sounds. Remember, if you're dealing with frequency sounds, the thing that can drown out a frequency sound from a microwave or whatever is another frequency sound at another pitch, another level. Remember Vedics. If you go into another harmonic frequency that can move into the path of the one that they're using and targeting you with, that will cut the frequency off at your home. I think that's what logically I would say. But again, there's things that we need to look into to try to protect ourselves because, again, your tax dollar that you get and the dollars you go to schools, you know, the money that goes in the school system, that money does not go directly in the school. It goes in the general fund, a lot of it. And then they revert that money out of the general fund, and they stick it in other things. So, you know, again, here we go with this craziness. Now, Bruce, now, I want to ask you here, now, on the mission in Oklahoma City, and you're talking to Timothy McVeigh's roommate, where is he now? What is he doing? What is is he still being parked, or what's going on with him?
No, we neutralized his usefulness with those two articles. He's no longer useful to the Army or whoever was going to use him as a poster boy for the next massacre. You know, he had all this wonderful furniture. He was a very sensitive guy. He was a very good artist. And he had all this antique, beautiful antique furniture, you'll see in the article. And mysteriously, he got rid of this beautiful furniture and bought these cheap guns, SKSs and single-shot shotguns, and tons and tons of ammunition. So I asked him one time, I said, hey, why did you your beautiful antique furniture for all this these junky guns? He said, what do you mean junky? Well, I said, these are junk, you know, SKSs and this old single-shot shotgun. I mean, the cops know you have these guns. They keep coming to your place and checking your serial numbers. You have all this ammunition. I mean, what do you intend to do? I don't know. Well, I think you better get rid of these guns. You do? Yes. I say you need to get rid of these guns because you're going to use these guns on somebody. And I know you don't want to, but, you know, you're programmed to kill somebody, aren't you? Well, he said, sometimes I feel that way. I said, no, you are. You are programmed to kill. So anyway, to answer your question, you know, I bought him a car. He couldn't even drive. My wife and I taught him to drive, and he got the heck out of that place, and he got in some trouble on a fake DUI in Prescott, Arizona, and the feds went to him and said, if you'll sign an affidavit saying you'll never have anything to do with Campbell and Borgeson, Dr. Borgeson and J.B. Campbell, then we'll let you off this charge. And he did. He signed an affidavit. He promised never to have contact with us again because of those two articles. So he's a cowboy someplace in Arizona. I think he's trying to make a life for himself. But that's only an idea because we have had no contact with him for a number of years now.
Well, the thing is that, you know, applaud you for doing that because you probably saved his life because he would have been another one of these so-called suicidal massacre individuals that, you know, end up with, you know, stuff and then they're blown up in the path and fingers are pointed, you know, at them. Because that is another way and means of what
they
do.
I'll tell you what he was going to do. He called my wife one day from Searchlight, Nevada. Which isn't, you know, it's, everything down there is pretty close. California, Arizona, Nevada, they all meet at the same place down there. And he called from Searchlight and he said, who is Harry Reid? She said, I'm not sure. She wasn't very political at the time. Well, I'm at Harry Reid's house in Searchlight, Nevada. I said, I finally heard about it. I said, my God, that's a senator. He's against Bush on the war, on various things. He was there to kill Harry Reid. Anyway, my wife said, well, you get the heck away from that place. You have no business. Why did you go to his house? I don't know. I don't know why I went here, but here's where I am. And I have a gun. I think I'm supposed to kill this guy. No, she said,
wow.
You leave there right now. And so between us, we saved Harry Reid's life, and, you know, he doesn't even know it.
Well, that's the thing that's so astounding because there's so many of these people out here, sleepers. And see, after September 11th, there was a whole bunch of sleeper cells all over the place. And, you know, again, you know, if the government was actually looking to down all these so-called terrorists, you know, and the word they use frequently on the TV, we're looking for terrorists. And there were so many cells here that they had known of. Because, see, the whole thing is like where I was in Palos Hills, they were watching my office where I was. They knew about Stephen, the guy that was running drugs, and they finally arrested him in 2002, you know, and he's down in the Bay Area, allegedly. He's probably out because I think he worked with the FBI or the agency. But see, the whole thing is that they put these sleepers out and they have them be something, you know, and they go out there and they put a whole scenario together. Mossad is involved, Mossad agents. The thing I was dealing with out here, it was Mossad agents, there was Islamic people, there were a whole slew of different people all getting around working together. So that let me know that it was not a normal thing. So it wasn't what people would think. It was coming from inside, and it was a corruption inside that was coming out. So, you know, now in 2007, we have Homeland Security. Now, what is your opinion of Homeland Security, Bruce?
Well, look who leads it. The head of Homeland Security is a rabbi named Michael Chertoff. So, you know, he's an Israeli citizen. He's the head of Homeland Security. What does that say at all?
Well, we'll be right back after this break, and I'm going to ask John to ask you questions. 800-313-9443.
Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Hear from you. Call us on 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'm with our special guest, Bruce Campbell, and we're talking about this nightmare that has befallen us in this country. Bruce, let me ask you, before the break, we were talking about Homeland Security. Now, why is it that Homeland Security has now launched a situation where the CIA now is legally operating on the grounds of the United States? Before, they were not supposed to work on the grounds of the United States, but now they can. You know, what is the ramification for that?
Well, I suppose it's the this war on terror. You know, now that we brought all these, we've created this fake terrorist group called Al-Qaeda, which it means, as I said, a computer database of Mujahideen fighters from the 1980s, the CIA-controlled people. Now, you know, Bush and these clowns pretend to be terrified of Al-Qaeda. And Al-Qaeda is the magic word used to demonize, our enemies. Well, first of all, we never had any Arab enemies until 1948 when we foisted the Russian Jews on Palestine. Then, you know, we created a whole new class of enemies, but they were very friendly towards us forever. Now we have them coming over here. We're bringing all these Iraqi people into this country. Bush is bringing in all these thousands and thousands of Iraqis. So naturally, the CIA says, well, heck, I mean, you know, they were foreigners, and we're supposed to monitor foreign stuff, but now the foreigners are coming here. So, I mean, gee, we have to, you know, we have to keep up our communication, and we have to keep up our lines of communication with these spies. So, yeah, I mean, the CIA is forbidden under the National Security Act to operate in the United States, and the FBI was forbidden to work outside the United States. But that's all, you know, that all was fake. The CIA has been operating here forever, from the very beginning. They've been operating on college campuses. Every single college campus in this country is run by the CIA. Every single, I mean, William Colby, before he was murdered, said that every single major news organization is run by the CIA. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, the CIA has been operating big time. You know, I mean, everything is a CIA. The FBI is a CIA front. The White House is a CIA front. Everything is a CIA front. They run the whole deal. The NSA is a CIA front. The CIA runs everything. So that's nonsense. You know, they've been operating here since 1947, since they first started.
Well, John, do you have any questions here?
No, but I got a comment on as far as the guy from Colorado. There's different things for protecting yourself. One is like tinfoil, and one is tinfoil with corrugations in it so that it reflects it in different directions. One is like putting up sound, I understand, putting up like chimes. But again, there's a form of science that we don't understand. If you go to organic physics, they say that we only live in 5% of what they can measure as is. Even some of it they can't measure. They just know it as is. An example, we know prayer heals, but they don't know how it heals. And so anyhow, they're probably tapping into some of that energy. We might say it's microwave energy. They might be tapping into new science that we don't understand and doesn't apply to our physics. One thing that I feel is that they stopped using lead paint because they were able to see through buildings, but if they had lead paint, they couldn't. So I don't think there's such a problem of lead paint creating toxicity in our children as it was. There's a function of some of the sciences that they could look in our houses or do something of that nature. I know when they were looking underground, they could look several thousand feet underground and actually photograph it. But they can't see through the salt. In the they have layers of salt in the Middle East that they can't look into. And they're looking for the there's a pillar that's supposed to exist, and they can't see through the salt. So anyhow, for some reason, possibly if you could put like a layer of salt in your walls or something of that nature, might break some of these things up. And again, prayer is another thing. Is that, and again, as we talk about the masses praying together, you can think a parking spot. If you practice it, you can actually see it work. You can see someone pulling out of a parking spot if you want to park close and see yourself pulling in, and it actually can be brought to light and function. And so now if we have prayer and we get the masses to have prayer, I understand it as one prayer is one times powerful. Two people praying is four times. It's a factor. Is four times as powerful. So now if we get the masses praying in the same direction, we can turn these things around. And again, you have a point of virtue as a point of measure in this other field. And it's as you're supposed to love your enemy, it's a point of power. We have the intelligence of the heart. And those kind of things are some of the control factors that we have as tools. And so now what can we use? And there's also a website called, I believe, Stalking. And the woman talks about mind control to where they can make her hear things and whatnot. And she's not able to stop that. She was a scientist in the field, and she's built a box she actually sleeps in and cannot stop it from and penetrating herself.
Well, Ben, you hit on something, too, here. You were talking about lead-based paint. Now, again, lead is something that you can use. Cuts off sound. That's one of the things that was problems in the World Trade Center. And also, I found out today, several hospitals in my area, the police and various people come in, and they can't use their headsets because the sound doesn't produce through. So if you have lead in a lot of steel in a structure, it can maybe induce the situation of redirecting sound. And we're at a break again. We'll be back here on RBN. And guys, callers, 800-313-9443. If you want to call me direct, 630-930-9443. 9782. We'll be right back up.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, we're back and we're live here at Late Night with Deanne, and we're here with Bruce Campbell and John Anastasis, and we're talking about these things that are going and bumping the night in the government. And a good example, I'm being targeted right now, two levels of things going on, and again, the frequency sound, I'm blowing up again with fluid. It goes periodically. I know when this stuff happens, it's usually when I say certain things on the air, and then certain things they do. They target my children. They try to criminalize them, say that they're gang members and whatever. It's kind of like what happened to Gary Webb and various other people. They make a situation where they either criminalize people in your family, cause a situation where they make sure you can't work, you can't get any money or do anything. I used to work in companies, and I worked in areas where I know how people would call in and do certain things to block people from getting employment and jobs. I've been in areas that they didn't. See, the whole issue is this. If they know you know what they do from inside out, they don't want you to talk. So most of the people stay in because they get benefits and they think they're going to get pensions and things like that. But a lot of these people don't. a lot of these people that are assassins and these so-called people that think they're in really tight with the government and they do the policing and all this stuff, they're also on the outs, too, because they don't need them. They have another replacement pool. They do not need any of these people, and they sell them all out. Because the whole thing is that you get new people in, and it's a safer mechanism because the older people can, you know, connive, blackmail, and may assassinate you. So the thing is they keep them on the move. They have certain key ones they keep in. They have informants that they have. They basically put in a situation where they're compromised from them putting drugs on them or setting them up or whatever through policing agencies and things. And once they're set up in this little mechanism, they, you know, tell them, okay, you're not going to get to 20 years anymore. We'll, you know, work with you as long as you go out there and do this and that and the other. So a lot of people go with the compromise. There are other people out there that have had anthrax given to their loved ones. There are other people out there that have been annihilated. I sat down and spoke to the people that formed the Weathermen maybe about 1996 or 97. They had a meeting here in Chicago. I was happened to go, and they talked about how they disintegrated that organization from inside out with all types of levels of conspirators and things. So, you know, this thing has been going on for eons, just like Bruce has said. Now, Bruce, what do you think we can do now? We're in a real bad fix here, and we're in Iraq, and they're being poisoned over there, and there's a whole lot of genocides going on all over the planet, and, you know, what can we do? From what you say, you know, you've been out there for a long time in this, so what is the solution? What is the solution we can do?
Well, I guess the first step is to acknowledge that the government is the enemy, not our friend, and it's never been our friend. It's always been our enemy. And I want to remind your listeners why I say that the FBI, you know, is America's number one terrorist organization. People tend to forget what happened to the World Trade Center in 1993, but the FBI built the bomb that blew up the basement of the World Trade Center, the one tower.
How do you know that?
Well, I got a call one time from Time Magazine reporter when I was in Montana. He says, "I hear you know something about the World Trade Center." I said, "Yeah." I said, "You know where I found out about it?" "No, where?" "The New York Times." "What? I missed that." So I gave him the date and the page. Well, what happened? The New York Times printed the whole story. The FBI had an informant named Emad Ali Salem, an Egyptian army officer, former army officer from Egypt. And he was living in New York, and he was working for the FBI as an informant. And he had infiltrated these disaffected people, these radicals and so forth. So he taped, though. Every time he met with the FBI, he had his own tape recorder secretly, and he taped the FBI agents. And the New York Times printed the transcript of these tapes. And so these agents first said, it was a man and a woman, Antisev and I forget the other one's name. Anyway, they said, "Okay, now, what are these people like?" And he said, "Well, they're very angry." "Uh-huh." He said, "Do you think they might bomb something?" "Well, they don't know how to make a bomb." "Oh, well, you're an ex-Army officer. You know how to make a bomb, don't you?" "Well, certainly." "Well, okay, here's what we want you to do. We want you to make a bomb for them, but you'll be using phony powder, phony explosives." "Mm-hmm." "So you go ahead and make this bomb for them, and then when they decide to place it someplace, you tell us, and then we'll arrest them." "All right." So the next time they had a meeting, the FBI agent said, "Change of plans. We want you to use real explosives in this bomb." "Okay." So he went ahead and made the bomb, and these guys used the bomb, and they blew the, you know, they killed several people. They didn't do what they intended to do, but they did kill some people, and they wounded a lot of people. And that was an FBI operation. And it's all in the New York Times. So that's how I know about it.
Well, anyway. Well, that's, you know, that's really huge because, see, at one time, New York Times and Washington Post, they were actually running real articles, would you say?
They were actually running what?
Real articles. They were putting things out there. The reporters were, at one point, putting information out there exposing these things.
Sometimes they did. I mean, the real scandal of the New York Times, of course, was this character named Walter Duranty, who was their man in Russia, in the Soviet Union back in the 30s, and he deliberately withheld information that the Soviets were slaughtering millions and millions of Russians, and the New York Times went along with that. But, no, you're right. I mean, they did have some excellent reporters sometimes, but they censored so much, you know, and they kept the truth from the American people about the World War One, World War Two, and it was in Russia, you know, and Israel. They were responsible, you know, they were really behind the founding of the State of Israel, stealing it from the Palestinians. So it's a pretty corrupt bunch there, New York Times and Washington Post.
Well, how about, what do you feel of the judicial system? What do you think can be done with that? You know, this is a, you know, even if you file anything these days and try to get something out, most people in the Patriot community, there's like 90 zillion lawsuits filed currently against George Bush and his administration. And then most people, if they see that, they'll immediately say, well, you know, he's got to be innocent because, you know, nobody can get anything done. But, you know, again, if you run one case after another and they all have the same information on it, you can't keep running those cases like that because the bottom line is you only can go after a person on one level of law once. So that's one of the reasons why a lot of these cases are being knocked out. And then other cases are being knocked out because of gag orders. As soon as they come up and they see that people have real evidence, they gag up the case and put a lockdown on it, and then the case cannot be held in court. It just, vanishes. Now, what do you think could happen to clean up that, you know, situation?
Well, I mean, this is why I started the militia, because, you know, even Sherman Skolnick showed the total corruption of the courts. It's hopeless. I mean, we have lost the peaceful phase of this struggle. We've lost it. We're done. So the next phase is the violent phase. And then, you know, as in Iraq, the Iraqis lost the shock and awe phase. And the Americans thought, well, that means they're going to surrender. Well, no, that's not what it meant. Shock and awe was a horrible thing, but that was just the beginning. So now we have lost the peaceful phase of our struggle in this country, and now we're going to be entering the violent phase. Then it's a whole new ballgame. Then we'll see who's who. We'll see, you know, what men are men and what guys are cowards and so forth. So all the silver bullets have been fired, all the paper airplanes have been flown, and they don't work. The laws, it's all a Masonic plot. You know, the law is a Masonic Jewish plot, and you cannot win in their game, in their casino. You stay out of the casino. You can't win.
Well, let me ask you, you know, the thing is the violent thing now is, you know, I was speaking on here, there are a number of people, foreign agents and privatized, whatever you want to call it, hiding out here, waiting for the minute for us to go out in the street and get upset and riot, because what they're trying to do is bring this new policing state in. And once we do that and they get that up and running, that means that Bush can stay in office until whatever situation, martial law is still, you know, going on. We will have a situation that we will be in Iran off of that. So violence isn't necessarily the answer here. Have you thought about the equation, the fact that they already have replacement people here to take over for the police department as in case we riot?
No, I mean, you know, violence is always the end result. You know, as somebody famous said, Jack Kennedy said, if we can't change this thing peacefully, you leave us no choice. It's going to be done violently. So they're forcing this to happen. I say, come on, let's do it. This is what America is. America is a very violent place. It was founded in violence. It's never going to end. It's just our turn now to be violent against these horrible monsters that are in charge of us. It's our turn. So let's not worry about it. It's a fact of life. It's going to happen. We're going to have horrible violence because they have given us no choice. They've given the Iraqi people no choice but to fight for their own country. We haven't started the fight yet. We're trying to do this safely. There's no safe way to save this country. There's no safe legal way to do this. They've taken away our legal recourse. We have no choice.
You know, there's ex-party cases all over. There are people complaining that once they get, you know, evidence before the judge, they basically don't look at it. I had a tour of DuPage County court system because I had complaints about the situation of them not having court reporters, and they showed me that they have the taping system, which is very good and fine, you know, but then in sister county, they're saying in Cook County, they don't have that. You know, so if you have an argument and the judge says something out of whack, how do you take it to another level of court when you have no court reporter because you can't afford one? So, you know, this nightmare out here is very real, folks. And, you know, again, you're paying for it. It's coming out of your pocket. So, you know, the question is, how much more are we going to do this? You know, we gripe about taxes. We gripe about the fact that our, you know, homes are going into foreclosure. We gripe about, you know, the cost of fuel and gasoline. We gripe internally. But until we collectively go out and make measure to make change, this stuff will continue. And like I said, when the police are corrupt, you know, what do you do? You know, who do you go to? If you go to the next level of policing and they won't listen to you because somebody crowded at another level tells them to ignore you as a person, and then you, if you handle this on your own, you still can be targeted and put in a situation where they, you know, arrest you and serve you with time and stuff. So what are we to do? What are we to
do? Well, we have to make the government fear us because right now everybody's in fear of the government. Well, as long as there's people are afraid of government, we're going to have tyranny. But the only way to solve this is to make the government fear us. Well, how do we do that? Well, figure it out. What scares these clowns? Violence. The threat of violence or real violence. I mean, look what happened in Iraq. Look what happened. We have to pull out of Iraq now. We have to leave. Why? Because the mighty U.S. Army couldn't beat a bunch of ragheads. That's the truth of this whole thing. And they can't win here either. The mighty U.S. Army cannot win against Americans either. But that's what it's going to come to. Yeah, they're going to try and round us up and put us in the Halliburton Hotel. Sure, in the Rumsfeld Hilton. That's okay. Let them try. It's time now. It's time to do for us what the Iraqis did for them. Sure, it's turned into total chaos, but that's what you get. What do you think the Civil War was in this country? It was total chaos. It was horrible. I don't want it. I've tried to avoid it. I'm trying to bluff these guys into stopping, but they're not going to stop. They are committed, and we have to be willing to fight them. There's no other way out. There's no legal, safe way to save our country.
Well,
we have
you know,
to fight.
And it's the same thing. You know, John, you were talking about prayer and things, and you can pray, and it does work. But the thing is, again, I always think about and equate what happened to Jesus Christ. And at the time when he was going through what he had with his 12 apostles and one of them turning on him, and the fact that he was trying to also, it was a political issue as well, because he was trying to tell people that, you know, you have basic rights and freedom. They're not being allowed here. But, you know, peacefully we need to do this and not to attack the system that we had, but we need to, you know, form a system from within and trust God. So he put that out there. So what happened
to him? Not only Jesus died, but every one of his followers was put to death.
Right.
So what's the, you know, come on. Let's get real here. We got to fight, not pray. Time to fight.
But the thing is that when they were put to death, and this is the thing that's really scary, the people stood there and watched. They could have, you know, they could have gone forth and done something. And same thing with Adolf Hitler's Germany. How many of them and how many of the people were there? It does not make sense. Now, they killed the Serbians and they killed the Gypsies because both Serbians and Gypsies are fighters. They're extreme in fighting, and they have the capability. So they brought the Croatians down and had them annihilate them so they would not have a problem with the Jewish base during that war. So they wiped out most of the Serbians and most of the Gypsies, and it was more of them wiped out than anyone during that time. And they did that because they got rid of the possibility of the uprising of the people to stop the deterred the people that were left from uprising and trying to fight back. So here in this country, we have the same thing. We have the people here, sitting here, and there's some people out here that just say, oh, I just don't want to hear it. Oh, it's too much for me. I just don't want to concentrate on this. I don't believe it. It doesn't exist. And then you have the other people that have this stuff right in their face. I mean, on my show alone, and not clouding all the other shows, we have CIA, FBI agents, former government employees, people own huge corporations, businesses. People have come in contact with terrorism through working in the airlines. Every type of person out here, they have filed lawsuits. So Jesse Trudeau, he's an attorney. He knows his brother was killed. There have been countless numbers. I even had one of the Kennedy family members that said there was something going on with New Orleans and these storms with Harp. Everybody out here of prominent means, intelligent people, top of the class, scholars and everything, have said to the American people, there's something wrong here. There is not a conspiracy. This is real and live. But people will come back and look at Channel 2, Channel 7, ABC, NBC, whatever it is, and immediately believe the lie and think everything's a conspiracy. And nothing's real. So, anyway, we'll be back after this break and with our guest. Again, this is Deanne on RBN Live.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, we're at the last part of this broadcast, but I would say, folks, get MP3s of this show and the one before, because the first one tells you about how they do mind control and what they do out here. The second one is this one. It tells you how the government is so corrupt, how they use agents, how this situation happened with Oklahoma City. And not one person got anything from Oklahoma City to basically recover the loss that they had of homes. There were people who lost their homes, by the way, and in regards to death benefits or anything for their loved ones. Nothing happened. No investigation whatsoever. Why? The World Trade Center, the World Trade Center 2, it was a partial investigation. It was pretty much not really heavily covered, but there was a partial investigation. But then the second one, what happened there? Why didn't nobody go in and check to find out why? They've had so many scholars groups, so many forensic evidence experts, so many people that have detailed information and facts going, we're talking 6 years now. And there's enough factors and information that points fingers that there is an inside conspiracy on all these things, going to Ruby Ridge, September 11, Waco, and it can go on for days. But we can't get anybody to do anything here. Nothing. So if you think that's bad, try to go to court in regards to the traffic matter. Try to go to court for anything. Who is, what is it that they're doing? Who's being watched? Who's being targeted? Who's being investigated? Who do they go and put in jail? Are we the citizens being basically under a mockery of false law? Look what is going on currently with the Department of Justice right now being investigated because, again, some kind of federation is the thing that they use to install judges with. Federation, to me, equates to another Masonic order. So therefore, if you have these Masons and all these other kind of levels of secret orders and societies all controlling these different things, the benches and courts of law, the judicial system, the system of the military and everything else, what do you have? You have a situation of huge amounts of corruption, and the people themselves are in a situation of doom until we clean this stuff up. And my dear, dear friend, Sherman Skolnick, who was a patriot, beyond patriot, in the court system, he died. He was murdered. I was witness to that. He was given Coumarin. I had complained about it in the hospital. He was given things, and there was something that was wrong with what happened. It was covered up. And he's dead. But what was he doing? He was reporting the facts and the history of things that were going on. And the thing is that what is going to happen to the rest of the people in the Patriot Movement? The same thing. Unless the people themselves wake up. Because if they take us out, you're next. Every one of you. So I'm going to go back to Bruce. And Bruce, if you can give out any information on how they can read your articles, I really appreciate it. And I thank you very much for coming on. You're a wonderful guest and a lot of great information.
It's my pleasure.
Do you have a website?
Oh, no, I don't have a website. But as I said, those two articles will tell you a lot about mind control. The ones that I can give you those addresses again if you want them. But
yes, if you could.
Okay, the one is www.mindcontrolforums.com/mg1.htm. And the second one is Escape from MK Ultra, and that's at www.mindcontrolforums.com/v/gadbaw.htm.
Thank you very much for being on. John, thank you. And good night, folks. We'll be back next week, and Monday through Friday, Truth Radio, 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Good night, peace, and love.
A message for